Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What does the Batman and the Dallas Mavericks have in common? They are both vengeance. It's the Hoops Advisors podcast. I am your primary host today. I am Reddit Mavericks, aka Ruben Tomas. Today I am joined by a very special guest, but you know, starting to become a very famous rapper, especially amongst Mavs fans. XL, how are you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, dude. So XL, as you know, as I just said, he's a rapper. He writes. He does all this cool stuff, dude. And he literally just had the best week of his life, it seems like. If you want to go and talk about that a little bit, let's go and talk about it.
Oh, man. You know, so first of all, I want to thank all the Mavs fans, MFFL, for real. Love all the Mavs fans. And what happened was I released a song called Luka Magic. Song came out. You were actually one of the first ones to hear it. Do you remember that?
I did. And I was like, I like this shit, dude. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy how everything's like full circle, because I sent it to you, you know, because I was like, oh, I always follow like the Reddit and everything. And so I was like, I want to send it to you to kind of like get your blessing and get your thoughts on it and everything. And once you were like, yo, this is great, like I knew I had to take it really far. And so what happened then was the song was actually like then done. Once it got done, the Mavericks actually picked it up. So Tamara Jolie, she's one of the head like PR writers in the organization. She picked it up and she put a front page article, which just spread like wildfire, like literally thousands and thousands of streams came through. And then, you know, we just started talking and she wanted to learn more about me, my producer, all that stuff. So then it eventually led to where we are now, which is this whole week we've been chilling with the Mavericks.
Which is very fucking cool, dude. I haven't been able to do that yet. So, you know, I'm a little bit jealous, but that's all right. You know, I mean, you deserve it, man. Like, you've been kicking ass with this song. And, yeah, man. Let's go. You know, originally we were going to talk about the games first, but let's go and get into the interview section of this.
Okay, great.
Because we're kind of talking about you and stuff like that. So, for everyone wondering, or anyone who hasn't listened yet, you know, who are you? You know, where do you come from? Things like that.
Right. My name is XL. I released a song called Luka Magic, which is about my current favorite player, Luka Doncic. I'm sure all fans can resonate with that, because being at these games the last few days, I think that's all the jerseys I saw, to be honest. I don't think I saw any Finney Smiths. I think it was all 77 everywhere. And I knew Luka was really that guy because we got to hang out with the cheerleaders, too, and all of them wore 77. I said, oh, man, imagine playing for a team and the cheerleaders just have the one guy's number. You know, so released this song, man. Like I said, Mavericks picked it up. And it's just been going hot ever since. You know, like I said, thankfully to all the Mavs fans, like it's just been really a dream come true, seriously. And I'm just so happy that I was the lightning rod to create this song for an organization and for the fans that I love the most.
Nice. So how did you become a Mavs fan in the first place?
I think it starts out like anybody from my generation. I was born mid-90s. So when I finally kind of learned how to walk, talk, and understand, I think Dirk was my entrance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, for me, yeah, it really was like Dirk that, like, yeah, because I was like 8 or 9 whenever he was like starting to pop off. And I was like, okay, cool. This is the guy. Like, he's a big, tall German dude. Like, who would have thought?
Absolutely, because like I remember, you know, my first duo was Dirk and Terry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my brother is really who got me into basketball. My brother was a really, really amazing basketball player. And my brother's actually 20 years older than me. So he was a generation with like Larry Bird. That was his guy.
Yeah.
And so he was a Celtics fan for life. And I remember he'd always have ESPN because he's just a general sports fan. So ESPN and stuff would be on. I just remember, man, seeing this big, tall Dirk just doing his stuff. And I was like, nope, that's my team. Like, I like Dirk. I like Jason Terry, you know?
Hey, man, that's a good duo to follow too, man. Do you have any favorite memories, this including the 2011 year or anything else besides that?
You know, man, there's so many. And honestly, I have to say, right now is literally my favorite memory. Like what I'm going through right now, to meet everybody in this organization and to be around the fans. Like, we were courtside, and I'll tell you, there is no love like Mavericks love. Like, seriously, I've been to sports events before. I've been to other games, you know, that weren't Mavericks, and there's just nothing like it. Like, the fans are seriously amazing. And the comebacks that we're making now, you know, Luka making his name again in the MVP race. This really is my favorite moment right now.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So how'd you get started into music?
Man, so my dad, growing up, owned a restaurant. And when my mom was pregnant with me, there was always music around, live music. And my mom was a waitress at the time. And she remembers me kicking like to the beat of music. So it was literally like that, man. Like, it was always in me. And then, to be honest with you, I really, really, when I was coming into my own, Guitar Hero got me into music. No lie, it was Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero? What the?
Yeah.
That's cool, though, man. Man, they need to bring those games back, actually. I think that'd be kind of cool to have a new gen or next gen Guitar Hero game. I want to give you a 30-second elevator pitch on why people should check you out. So, man, in 3, 2, 1, go.
I'll tell you what. Names XL, first of all, really cool name. Number 2, made a song for Luka Doncic. We all know where he's going, where he's been. 3, I'm a huge Mavs fan. 4, the song's lit. The song's great. I love the song. I think anyone who listens to it will love the song as well. And we need to get the song on the speakers. I think what we need to do is this needs to be Luka's theme song. I was hoping that at the game with the Kings, he would take off everything he was wearing and a jersey would be underneath it. And you just hear Luka Magic start playing and he saved the day.
Well, you know, we're going to get to the games in a second. Yeah, man. It's really cool that you came on this podcast. Like, obviously, like, I was kind of one of the first ones to kind of listen to the song. And yeah. I mean, man, like, it's really fucking cool, like, to have you on. Like, it's been that was a couple months ago, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to think back when it was.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, because what I sent you was like the demo. That wasn't even like fully done yet. And I just respected like what you were doing so much that I was like, man, if he likes it, you know, if the entity that was behind, you know, the Twitter and everything likes it, like, I was like, I really hope Mavs fans will really enjoy it too. So when you were like, yo, this is amazing, it's like I said, man, I felt very confident in that moment. You know what I mean? And it made me want to take it that much further. So really, it's a lot of thanks to you, for sure.
Well, I'm not going to take any of that credit. So I'm just not. But yeah, man. So let's go ahead and get into these games, man. Because you're at a couple of them. Had another friend at the Lakers game this week. You know, I know he wanted to come on, but, you know, got called into work. And actually, you know, we're going to discuss the game that, because we didn't record last week because there's only really one game to talk about, like, you know, the All-Star game with All-Star game. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, like, that game against the Jazz, when we came back from the break, that was fun. You know, I'm going to be honest, dude. I'm not, like, I know people are like, oh, like, I don't want to see him in the playoffs. I don't want to see him in the playoffs. But, like if we end up seeing him in the playoffs, I'm not going to be upset. I almost feel like any team that we see, like, as of right now, like, in the first round, like, I'm not really too worried, honestly. Like, if it doesn't go our way, it doesn't go our way. But, like, at the moment, again, we lost that game.
You're not really worried about any... Go ahead.
No, you can go.
So I'm really not worried about anybody other than the Suns. I think we're all in agreement with that. You know, because we've got Grizzlies like all year. You know, Luka has Ja every time. And I'm honestly sick of the Ja and Luka comparisons. I'm sure you kind of feel the same, you know, because I feel you really can't compare the two. So with the Grizzlies, I'm not really too worried about them. Great team. I love what Ja does. But, I mean, pretty sure we have their number. Golden State, phew. I mean, the other day was just proof, you know, that I'm pretty sure we got Golden State easily. Jazz is hit and miss. And that's what's weird. They're so hit and miss.
Yeah. You know, I think it honestly, like going back to that, you know, to the game against them that we played recently, the first game back, you know, from break, I think a lot of it's just like, I think like Luka sometimes, and I love the guy, obviously I love the guy, but
yeah,
when you're shooting 8 for 24, you know, from the field, and you're going at, you know, the DPO, you know, the defensive player of the year, like who's won multiple defensive players of the year. Like, there's a reason why he's Rudy Gobert. Like, and obviously, you know, human error when it comes to the refereeing, like that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. There were missed calls, obviously, that against Rudy, like that could have shifted the balance of that game where we could have won, because we were like, you know, we had them like on the ropes for a bit.
Yeah,
you know, but I think like a lot of it's just like, hey, like Luka, and he's still young too. Like he just turned 23, so it's like
just turned, yeah,
yeah. So it's like, you know, he still needs to think about like he's so, like when you look at him, he's like, he's still a kid. Like when I was 23, I was a fucking idiot, you know. Like I still kind of am as an adult, you know, as a parent even. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like he, you know, he was trying to take down defensive player of the year, which is great, but I mean, like, if it isn't working, it isn't working, you know. And there are other guys around him that, you know, could have potentially stepped up. Not Maxi, Maxi was 1 for 7, so not him.
But, yeah.
You know, there's just like, there's, you know, that's the reason, like, I almost feel like the game was kind of fluky, and we play him again tomorrow. Like, we're recording this on Sunday. Right. We're playing the game on Monday. So, we'll see him one more time, you know, just to kind of see, like, what it is. And, you know, I still think in a 7-game series, like, I'm totally, like, I'm going to hate it because we're going against Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell can go off at any moment. But, you know, like, I'm not too concerned about that. Do you have any takeaways from that game at all, by the way?
So with Luka, like you were saying, with about being a big kid, right? So with that, there's a good and a bad thing with that I actually have been taken away the more, you know, one that I've seen Luka live now these past 2 days, but in general. So the good thing is, when Luka gets mad, he will take it straight to the hoop every time, because he is that angry kid. You know what I mean? Like, oh, somebody just disrespected me. I'm going to get back at them right now. He's not in his mid-30s where he's like, we'll see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got that high testosterone, like, nope, gotta do this. So that's what I actually witnessed the last two games I was at. And you kind of saw that a little bit, you know, throughout the season, where when he gets angry, and everyone knew that at the Warriors game, when Luka gets angry, it's over. People started leaving when Luka got angry. They're like, nope, we're not winning. He's mad, you know? And
yeah.
My takeaway, though, like you're saying, with that game is, I do agree. I kind of want Luka to stay more, you know, shooting the twos, making plays in those kind of games. You know what I mean? Rather than, and he can do it. He can do the logo. You know, he can do it. But with those kind of games, I really do want to see him more driving to the hoop. I want to see him more of the playmaker, easy twos. You know, that's what I want to see. That's my big takeaway.
I agree. Those are good points. Next game. We were playing at the Warriors. Wow, we won that game.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought it was a home, but 107. Oh, that's right, because it was a West Coast trip. That's absolutely right. 107-101 Warriors beating them at home. You know, at the Chase Center. Chase. I forgot what the center is called. Chase Center. Luka being Luka. Dorian Finney-Smith stuff. Like literally everybody stepping up. It seemed like, you know.
Absolutely.
Dinwiddie, like, you know, coming off the bench, like 31 points off the bench, you know, 10 for 14, like, you know, plus 17, like 24 points. Like, dude, like, you know, these are games that we have to get. These are games that I was thinking, okay, like, like looking at this week, I was like, oh, okay, we'll go like, you know, 2 for 2. Like, that's, you know, it's still pretty good. You know, I thought like, you know, I thought we were going to lose both games with the Warriors because it's the Warriors and Clay's back and everything.
Me too. Draymond's, I thought the same thing.
I thought Draymond, I was like, okay, Draymond's gone. Okay. But Clay's back. So I'm like, shit. Okay. You know, but like, you know, yeah, I thought Lakers were going to be a win. I thought the Kings were going to be a win, but I thought the Warriors were going to be just a scary thing to watch, scary thing to look at.
Right.
I ended up watching that game. That game was a late night, late game for us, I think, which was not fun for me because I have a day. I have a day job. I have a day job in the, you know.
I know. I saw you posting on Twitter. Like, I gotta get up. Like, and then he, man, I love watching you go off with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, just like, thank you, which, you know, it's kind of my persona on Twitter is all that, you know, just, I'm very chill in real life, but, like, for the Mavs things, I'm like, okay, I gotta hype it up a little bit. It was a good game to watch, man. Andrew Wiggins looked like an all-star for a little bit. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe he did deserve that, he deserved to start, maybe. Steph Curry looked great. Oh, wait, Clay did not play this game. I'm looking back at the Moses Moody looked like a rookie. Kevon Looney had a pretty good plays. Just overall, man, like, that was just a fun game to watch. And, you know, at a certain point, I was like, okay, we're going to win this, and it's fine. Like, you know, do you have any takeaways from this game at all?
The comeback was amazing.
Yes.
It was great. You know, there were times, I think, where my faith, like, you know, waxed and waned a little bit. But like I said, I mean, once Luka gets angry, that's when everything shifts. It's literally like the Incredible Hulk. It's like, yes, everything, yes, shifts, you know? And I'm like, oh man, once I saw him say something to a ref, I was like, oh, it's starting. Here it goes. He's either going to get ejected or he's just going to ball out. You know what, man? I think where we are right now, especially that game, is where we were kind of finding that number two. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like, yes, you know, Luka, you know, Luka's going to be Luka. He's number one until otherwise happens, which does not seem foreseeable. And so it's like, we're kind of finding out that number two. So for me, the way I saw it was, okay, we're looking at, you know, Dinwiddie doing his thing. And I love seeing Dinwiddie do well, because coming out of Washington, like, I, yes, love,
exactly, him
do well because he deserves it, because he is good, you know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And so for me, it was looking at, like, all right, you know, Luka, and then it's Dinwiddie or Finney Smith. Who's going to be number two? Who's that number two? And I think we're still figuring that out, you know?
I think so, too. Yeah. It's curious. It's interesting you brought Spencer, because I keep thinking of, like, I do think of, like, Dirk and Jet, where it's like Jet, yeah, was off the bench a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like he just comes in, just, you know, he's like a spark and just able, so calm, you know, does things the way he does, like, has the cool celebrations, you know, when, yep, things go well, you know. Yeah, I mean, fun game. Again, the comeback was great. The next game against the Lakers was almost the reverse, which, yep, was terrifying. Just, yep, you know.
And let me just say, that's, someone else asked me about the Warriors and the Lakers game. And I, so, okay, even though we're getting these W's, right, the thing is, we got to stop ourselves from getting in these situations.
Yes.
Where it's like last minute, you know, come back and there it is. It's like, that's cool. That looks great in a highlight reel, but nah, we can't be doing that this close.
Yeah, I know. Especially against, against teams that are below us at the moment.
Right.
But I mean, like, looking at this game, like, I, you know, we were out by like a lot at the half. I think we're out by like 25, and I was just like, okay, cool. Like, we're about to bust this open. I'm about to be able to put my child to sleep and, you know, to be able to chill out with a beer or whatever, yeah, watching the game. And it's funny because, like, I normally don't drink during the week. Like, even if there are games on, I just don't. It's usually a weekend thing for me. And I hate the Lakers so much, and they stress me out so much when we play. No matter, like, who, like, even if we're blowing them out by like 40, it's like they stress me out no matter what, because it's the Lakers, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's like no, even if, like, we blow them out, like, all things ESPN are going to be Lakers. You know, everything's going to be Lakers, like, on all the, you know, stuff, like, on social media, like, it's Mills highlights, but they're down by, like, 40, you know? And so I just hate the Lakers. And so, like, I was just, like, I told my wife, I was like, just get me a beer real quick. Like, please. Like, this is, like, the second quarter. And we were, like, yeah, we started pulling away. But anyway, pull away. The first half looks amazing. That third quarter was a third quarter from hell. And I feel like we haven't seen that in a while, where it's like, we just like, it's been a while since under this regime where we just falter that bad. It's been a long time, just a long time since then. So it was really weird. It's kind of, it was a little nostalgic in the worst way, where it was like, shit, dude, like, I haven't seen this in forever. We just like falter. And like, I don't know, man. I think like the dunk, obviously, on Dwight Howard was awesome. Luka doing that.
Absolutely.
And then second half, like, you know, the fourth quarter, like last 5 minutes, you're like, oh crap, like there's, it's so close, like what's gonna happen? And Luka literally like calling for LeBron to guard him.
I was just thinking of that.
Was amazing. Like that was
Luka literally solidifying the GOAT ladder. You know what I mean? That's him.
Yeah.
That's him climbing that ladder. That's, you know, that's LeBron against Kobe. That's Kobe against Mike. You know what I mean? This is Luka against LeBron now. And it's like, oh dang, he's literally calling this dude. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then to sink it with the stat. Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, it was just, everything about it was amazing. That's gonna be part of his highlight reel. You know, when he retired, when he goes in the Hall of Fame, like it's gonna be part of that. Where it's just like, dude, like he literally like took on like the best player, you know,
yeah,
in the league, and just like was like, yeah.
And we can say what we want about LeBron, you know, we really can. Yeah. But LeBron still is one of those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just saw it yesterday. They beat the Warriors. You know,
oh my god,
He had to put 56 up, but he still did it. You know, like.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that game in general, I do see it as had a lot of Luka highlights in it. You know, the call over, the dunk, you know. But again, that's what I mean. Once Luka got that anger in him,
yep.
That's where I see shades of LeBron James in Luka. Yeah. Once that anger happens, oh, it's over. You know, he's about to run the court.
And it's like all the killers in the league like have that like little that switch. Like Michael had it, you know, Larry Bird had it, you know, like Magic Johnson had it. Like, you know, just like all these guys throughout the league, like like the greats have that switch. And Luka clearly has it, you know, like is it fully formed yet? No, because he's 23, you know, but like when he's like 27, holy shit. Like it's gonna be insane.
And there's so many shades of people in Luka. You know, right now he will eventually come into his own because he even does a Dirk step back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many shades of people in Luka. I'm personally tired of the Larry Bird comparisons. I personally only see Bird in the trash talk with Luka. There are shades, you know, here and there. But like when we're going, like when people say that, I'm like, but threes? Like, I don't know. You know?
I agree. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. So yeah, great game. You know, I was like, shit, this can be a loss. Like, we're gonna have to hear the spaces later on Twitter. Like,
oh, that space was blowing up.
Oh, so great. And then I was like, and credit, you know, we've been talking a lot about Luka, but obviously credit to the other guys, man. I mean, like, Luka like had those highlights, but he also went 9 for 21 for the field. You know, like Dorian Finney-Smith went 6 for 10, Jalen Brunson 9 for 15, Dwight Powell a perfect 4 for 4. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie 5 for 11, like. Dude, like everyone contributed who needed to contribute. Like everyone did. Even someone like Davis Bertans, who hasn't had the best streak recently of like just games. Which I mean, like he's kind of there just kind of as a spot up shooter anyway. So he went 0 for 4 he went 0 for 4 in 10 minutes, you know, from the field. But like he did have a really crucial rebound, was at least trying on defense, which I mean, like, I think at this point, like I've said this before on Twitter, like if you can make Davis Bertans a league average defender, like the league is absolutely fucked because then everyone across the board then is like a good at defense. So, great game. And then we get to the Warriors, which I think you were in attendance for, correct?
Yeah.
Warriors again.
And let me just say before we get here, so much respect for Powell, man. Like seriously, I think he deserves a lot more respect.
Yes.
Than he gets, because seeing him live, you know, as we transition now to the games I was in attendance for, he really is a beast. He really is. You know, he was really holding stuff down, man. He can really, you know, like tackle the ball and like get the ball, like grab that stuff. Like, dude, he was definitely a beast when I saw him, at least in attendance.
Yeah, so this game, you know, Luka paying homage to Dirk with 41 points. Great for him. He absolutely did it on purpose. You know, he was absolutely watching, you know, screen watching. You know, Dorian Finney-Smith with 18 points, Reggie Bullock with 14, aforementioned Dwight Powell 13, Jalen Brunson 14, dude. Like, Spencer Dewey off the bench again, 17 points. Like, this was a great game. I wish I was able to pick you out from the crowd. I could not. But I mean, like, this game in general, another game where it just seems like everyone who touched the floor, like, did something, even if it wasn't a stat, you know, like, they did something well, you know, for a moment or two. So, I mean, like, what are your thoughts since you were there? Like, what, since you were actually there?
So, let me first state for anyone who hasn't been to a game is that Luka is so much faster in person than he looks like on TV or phone screen, whatever. He is actually very quick. And for some reason, it doesn't get picked up when you're watching the game. But, like, watching him and seeing him, he really is a beast. Like, he's quick, much taller than I expected, even though I know his height, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, the game, though, it was really fluid. There were times where I was like, oh, no, like, Warriors are coming back hard now. Because once Curry started having the mentality you and I have been talking about really all podcasts, you know, that switch. Once Curry hit that switch, I was like, oh, no. But it was, you know what, I think both teams, credit to the Warriors, too. That was a really good game. Like, Warriors fans around us were even saying, like, this is a great game. Like, Mavericks are really doing this. And I was like, yeah, man, like, this is great. You know, the fans were all great. You know, I have to give credit for the night. I really think Brunson was doing some cool stuff, man.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
He was helping. I don't want to say, you know, he was the MVP. Because, I mean, you know, Luka got 41, but he really helped us keep our head afloat. He was definitely helping, you know. So I've been in a lot of the Mavs spaces lately, and a lot of people give Brunson, you know, so much crap, man. But, like, I don't know if it just looks different in person, but he was really helping us keep our head above water.
I think a lot of that, too, is because we have Spencer Dinwiddie now. You know, it's like we technically do have these three playmakers, like, that you can interchange kind of whenever you need to, you know. You can have all three on the floor. You can have Luka, Jalen, Luka, Spencer, Jalen, you know, Spencer, like, things like that, where it's like, you know, you're kind of comparing those two. And on top of that, like, you know, the contract situation is coming up in the summer, which I definitely don't even want to think about yet. You know, like, I just want to see how far we get in the playoffs first before, you know, anything.
What's that, 20 million, right?
It's a 20, 21 million, something like that, dude. My personal belief is that you have to pay him. You just have to. And if you can trade that asset later, you can trade him later. But, I mean, like, looking at that game, dude, I just remember, like, the fourth quarter and just, like, who was it? Moses Moody? Just killing us. Because, like, obviously, you know, we're trapping Steph. So it's like, okay, cool. Trapping Curry, you know, Klay Thompson, who I think this is his first game back, didn't have the best game.
Yeah.
6 for 17. He hasn't looked himself quite yet, and which is fair because he's just coming back from an injury. But like Moses Moody, like we're going 5 for 5, hitting 3 threes like in the last like 2 minutes. I was like, oh crap, this could be something real bad for us. End up not being though. I mean, just like again, like the team, this team this year has been so like good on defense and so good, just like being able to move the ball. Like I think I had a tweet that night where it's just like, seeing the ball movement was crazy. Like, just like there's a point where like there was like 8 passes before someone shot the ball, and I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want. Like, this is beautiful basketball to me. But yeah, man. Starting to think. So the last game I didn't see because I was watching the Batman because I'm a very terrible fan apparently. So you'll be able to talk about this a lot, but.
Yeah,
especially because you were so close. But But Mavericks 114, Kings 113. Oh, so
that
we won.
That game won. Oh my god, I wanted to rip my hair out honestly for most of the game. You know, so before fully transitioning here, I have to say I'm lucky enough where we were around for shoot around for both of these games, and we got to see before all the fans and everything came in. You know, Luka was looking really cold that Warriors game for shoot around. he was very cold. You know, like he was getting a lot of bricks. And I was like, oh man. And Curry was draining everything. And I was like, oof, this is going to be tough. But Luka kept looking back at Curry. And he's like, I knew Luka knew. He's like, I have to do something, you know. But transitioning now to this Sacramento game, man, Luka being out scared me. I learned before we got there to the arena that Luka was going to be out. I got a text that night, the night before the game, and one of the people with the Mavericks had texted me. And he said, hey, just so you know, Luka's going to be out. And I said, oh, no. because I was like, it's funny because we were all talking, you know, me and the organization people were talking, and I was like, you know what's weird is we're winning weird games and we're losing weird games. Like, yeah. That's the really weird part. And they're like, oh, well, Luka's out for the Kings game. And I said, oh, man, so we're really going to win against Golden State and we're going to lose to the Kings? And they're like, eh, maybe. And I would tell you that whole organization was worried for three, for like the whole game, really, until the fourth quarter. Like,
yeah,
they were worried. And I'll tell you what, Sabonis was looking really good. He was looking really good, man. I was watching him during shoot around. He was looking hot, on fire. And then the game, you know, he was really pulling it off. I'm courtside of this game. I'm looking across, and Luka is right across from me. And I'm telling you, to God's honest truth, Luka was trash talking his own team the whole game. The whole game, Luka was just telling them, like, shoot the effing ball. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this guy knows. I was like, they're going to make him coach for the game.
So Twitter. So talking, I'm going to talk Twitter right now. So when we say bullying works, you know, like, I'm not saying this is definitive proof, but, you know, clearly Luka does a little bit of it, too. So you got...
Yeah.
And obviously, like, it's a joke on Twitter, but still, you know, like, I'm not actively, like, talking shit to our team, but...
Yeah.
Like, still. But anyway, go on.
But imagine, so, like, put yourself in the space, and this is, I'm saying this in respect of all, you know, Mavs players, okay? But imagine being literally the spine to your whole team. Like, Dirk still had somebody, you know? And so... With Luka, you just turned 23, and almost every game depends on you.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure he's getting sick of it, to be honest. And again, respect, you know, to all the Mavs. But I could see it, you know, when I'm looking across and he's rolling his eyes at his own team and he's trash talking his own team, it's like, dang. He really knows what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Like, he's the organization. He's the organization, so.
It has to be frustrating.
Yeah, you know, he was out. So, but I mean, like, looking at the game, man, Reggie Bullock played 42 minutes. Jesus Christ. Like,
oh, yeah.
God, that's crazy. I mean, obviously, for defensive purposes. I mean, like, I see De'Aaron Fox just had a fucking day. Like,
Fox was about to make us his. I'm telling you right now, he was on fire all game.
So, I'm saying, 18 for 31, dude, with 44. I think it was a personal high for him, too, which is, you know, I am in retrospect kind of upset that I missed the game only because, like, I didn't want to see. I haven't watched any Kings since the trade. I just haven't. But I'm curious to see how, like, Sabonis has been looking, like, just on that team. You know?
Yeah, he looked good last night. He really did. Even from shoot around, you know, he was looking strong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was Dorian Finney-Smith, like, with the clutch three at the very end. You know, Spencer obviously going off to, like. You need someone to go off, you know, and, yeah. And with respects to, the play that we traded him for, that I don't think that was happening. I think a lot of these games this week, we would have lost, you know, mm-hmm. if we still had the same, group that we did before the trade. I mean,
and
man,
Fox and Dinwiddie, were beefing all night. Oh,
were they?
Oh yeah. You know, I was, you know, being there and everything. I don't know, you know, what the TV showed and what wasn't showed, right? But being there, I mean, they were trash talking each other all night because Fox was on fire, you know, and Dinwiddie was basically the one to try to hold it down with Finney Smith. Of course, you know, Brunson really helped a lot too towards the end. But Fox was all on Dinwiddie, fouls after fouls after fouls, like left and right, left and right. And literally what saved us was Fox had Fox was shooting free throw. He had two. What saved us was he missed one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that's just how basketball is, man. It can be very random and thing, you know, the butterfly effect type stuff. Man. All right. So, talked about the games. Just going to get some questions, you know, from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
First question comes from Mavs Network. Time to address the elephant in the room. How should a Tim fit in this new roster? What do you think his late season slash playoff role looks like coming off injury during an already rough season, plus being effectively replaced by Spence?
Wow, that's a great question. So Tim was there when I was there for shoot around. He actually shot some shots. He had his boot on. He was making them. You know, he was, for all it's worth, you know, having a boot on, he was still making them. So that's hard. But I really feel like we're transitioning into Dinwiddie. I feel that way personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, I think a lot of it for me is going to be, I think he stays on the bench,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think if somehow having Spencer and Tim come off the bench together would be just absolute trouble for any second unit in the league. I just feel like, you know, you're going to take away shots and he's a guy that needs shots. You know, you're just going to have to get takeaways from him. I think if he comes back and he is able to contribute positively, great. I still think we try to get off that contract somehow next year. You know,
yeah.
It just seems like we're vibing super hard right now. Like everybody is just doing really great. And also shout out to Theo Pinson for just being like the greatest hype man of all time off the bench. Like I love that dude. Even though he doesn't get any playing time, I still think you need a guy like that on your bench, like in the NBA.
And that's kind of how I feel, to be honest, that's kind of how I feel about Boban. Like,
yeah,
I personally wish we would get more Boban, but I understand the reason, you know what I mean? I understand why, yeah. He's not as active. Funny story from the game last night with the Kings is, so the ball got stuck. I don't know if it was shown on TV. The ball got stuck, above, like, you know, the glass, like between the glass and the mechanisms and everything.
Yeah.
And literally when it got stuck, they flashed on our screens in the arena, Boban, like he was going to save the day and grab the ball. Like,
so they did. So I watched Panda Hanks, I'm sure, you know, Panda Hanks, you know, highlight video. Cause I didn't watch the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, and even Mark Follow had mentioned it on the broadcast. He was like, oh, it's time for Boban to save the day. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, and they flashed him in the arena like he was going to grab the ball.
That's amazing. That's great.
But he went in for the last few seconds for the rebound.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. They brought him in. And I think that was his – honestly, I think I read that was his first time back, you know, on the court in 30 games.
Has it been 30 games? No way.
That's what somebody said. I can't, you know, verify. But yeah, somebody was saying, you know, it's been like 30 games since Boban has been on the court. And they literally used him for that rebound last night.
Dude, what the hell? Okay. Let's see. Next question comes from Luis. Why do people walk in the street when there is a sidewalk readily available? I don't know. So I will say, like, when I go running, I do run on the street. I prefer running on the street when I can.
There's
like,
more room. There's more room.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you know. I feel like I do that when I go running and sometimes with my dog, like I'll, you know, walk on the street, but.
And plus if somebody hits me, like that's a loss. That's easy money. So like.
That's easy money. Exactly.
You know what
don't,
I mean?
Do not take any legal advice from this podcast, please guys. Don't try that. let's see. Next question comes from Mavs_FFL. Big fan of you, dude. Top five restaurants in the DFW.
Ooh.
So there's a taqueria off Jefferson called Pedrito's that I go to. It's been around forever. Like I've been,
and
been there.
I'm gonna take advice from you here because I'm like Waco area, so I'm gonna take advice from you here.
So Pedrito's is like it's off Jefferson Boulevard. It's like it's almost like a little hole in the wall. It's really good food. Cheap, You know, you have to order in Spanish, which is, you know, whatever, for me. But Whataburger, obviously, top five. Ichiro Ramen Shop off of Maple Avenue. That's also a great place I go to. It's usually super chill, super casual. Like, not a lot of people seem to go by whenever I'm there. Like, me and my wife went for anniversary. Like, we went for just because a couple weeks ago, and it was just like on a Saturday, like when it should be like rush hour, like at 7 or 8, and it was like no one there. So I was like,
oh wow,
you know, wow. So it's great. It's kind of like, another place that she loves, and I'm gonna say it because it's called DeLuca Pizza, which is hilarious because like it sounds like Luca, but it's like it's like a Brazilian, you know, like Brazilian steakhouses. It's kind of like that, except it's with pizza. So like it's like we call it bougie CC's. It's just like, you know, they come around, they bring you CC, they bring you like it's like 30 different types of pizza, you know, and like these small slices, you know, but like they do that, they give you like a nice like little it's like a lobster bisque where you can dip like your you can dip your crust in, stuff like that. It's great, dude. It's amazing. I think that's 4.
Wow, that sounds amazing, dude. Yeah.
And then the last place is a place from my hometown in Garland. It's called Meshack's Barbecue Shack.
The barbecue is so good here.
So it's Meshack's Barbecue Shack. It's in Garland. It's closer to downtown Garland than anything else, but it has basically it's open from like noon to like basically whenever they run out.
Yeah.
So sometimes like, and when I go, because I go visit my family still in Garland, like sometimes, okay. Like I'll go, I'll get there at 12 and the line's already like wrapped around like the block. So it's like, you know, it's like a little hole in the wall place, but it's amazing, dude. Like, I love that place. All those places check out. I think I might get Whataburger for dinner tonight. Thinking about
it. Whataburger's the goat. I mean, when it comes to fast food, it's the goat, you know, and maybe that's just being a Texan myself, but it's the goat.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Next question comes from Jennifer. What are your top five sports to watch and play? So you can take.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? So for me, basketball number one. Mm. And then I would say two, if we can consider it a sport, professional wrestling, two.
I'll consider it. It's going
okay. Yeah.
They gotta be fit to need to do that stuff.
Yeah, you know. And funny story, I used to actually be a professional wrestler. Before
no
I
transferred shit. To music.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I have one of the Mavs guys. He was saying tonight that there's a wrestling event, and he was gonna take me to the wrestling event tonight. So hopefully I can go.
That's cool shit, dude.
Yeah, but yeah, I used to be a professional wrestler. So that's number two for me. Three, I would say baseball. Three.
Okay.
Cool. Four, football. Five. I'm gonna say boxing for five for me.
Okay, cool, dude. That's cool. My my grandfather was an amateur boxer in Mexico back in the day.
Wow.
Like, way awesome. Back, yeah. Yeah. He had like championship belts like at the house and stuff like that back in the
dude,
day.
Dude, that's so amazing.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's like amateur boxing, but so it's like that's cool shit. Like, it's funny too, because like he was like 5'2". You know, so he was in the lightweight division and stuff like that. But man, he had speed. He was fast.
Yeah, he was quick, man. Because I'm telling you, man. Like literally, the smaller guys are so quick.
Yeah, Manny
Pacquiao. Are you kidding me? Like
he's fucking quick as shit. Yeah. For me, basketball to watch and play. I will play on occasion. It's been a while since I've played. I'm trying to get back into shape and also trying to get my ankle back into proper shape.
Second, did you do something to it?
I tweak it a lot, you know. Oof, is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I usually wear like a brace on it if I'm going to go play. Yeah. I also, second one would probably be, soccer, football for all the European fans listening to this podcast. You know, I do, I watch a lot of, EPL, my team Brighton, who has not been that good recently. So, it's been terrible actually. But it's fine. Three, baseball. My dad's a huge baseball fan. He's really upset at the owners, cause of this lockout situation. He still plays actually. He plays every weekend. He's 52 now. Or 53. Wow. He's 53, and he's been playing since he was like 10. And he goes, he plays like Sunday League and stuff like that. And they have a championship.
That's amazing. Respect for sure. Respect for sure.
Like I played until I was a sophomore in college. I'm sophomore in not college. Sophomore in high school. And then I quit because they weren't bumping me up to the varsity team. So I was like, fuck that. So I was like, I'm not going to play anymore. Like, fuck it, bro, I'm done. Let's see. After that's number three. Four would probably be American football. Not to play. I will play tag on occasion. I've done that in college, stuff like that. But I'll watch football sometimes on occasion, especially like when the Cowboys are good and nothing's bad happening. You know, I'll watch them.
Yeah, I love that. Nothing bad's happening.
Yeah, as of right now, yeah, no. But number five would probably be boxing / MMA. I think it would be number five.
Yeah, I hear you.
With the advent of the internet, I've been able to find streams. So I'm not paying for pay-per-view unless it's something I really want to pay for. Like my grandpa would pay pay-per-view for all wrestling, boxing, MMA stuff, you know, when I was little. And it's like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. Like, you know, because he could. And it's like, you know, whatever. But yeah, those are my top five. Next question comes from MFG. They ask, super small lineup after Dwight Powell got tossed last night. Did he get tossed?
Yeah.
He did? Holy shit, that's crazy. What? Mm-hmm. What'd he do?
Mm-hmm. Man, it was just like it was a mess for like the first really three quarters. You know? It was a mess. Like everything that I saw for like the first three quarters was everybody's like literally hands under the ball, throwing each other. I was like, what is this? And literally another person that was getting thrown around a lot was Dinwiddie. He was getting thrown around a bunch and getting fouls on him for him being thrown around. I was like, what is this? I swear the refs, when we're home, hate us. And I was like, oh my God, like the fouls that they called during Golden State and for this past game were so weird. It made no sense to me.
Man. Okay. Well, anyway. So he says, I think Kidd will play Dodo at the five a lot in the playoff at times. What are your thoughts on it? You can go first.
You know what? I might be an outlier here. I have been liking, especially after seeing it in person two games in a row, I like what Kidd's doing. I would be behind it. I really would.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, like, I think he played the five not too long ago. Sometime this week, I think he did. You know, and I'm like, okay, yeah, why not? Like, let's just try it, dude. We're playing super small. Why not? You know, it can work. Yeah. We've seen it can work. So, next question comes from Mastin. They ask, when the Mavs win the chip this year, Porzingis still gets a ring, right?
No.
I mean, I think that's actually up to the organization, like what they want to do with that. I'm sure they would. I'm sure Mark Cuban would be like, yeah, he gets a ring, you know, because he did contribute to some of these wins. But I mean, like, I think as a fan, I wouldn't care either way. But I mean, like, other fans can feel the way they want to. So
he gets the special Tingus Pingus ring.
Tingus Pingus ring. Let's see. Next question comes from Christopher. He asks, I was asked this yesterday. Should the NBA replace the foul out rule by adding possession after a player's seventh foul and every foul after that? Stars don't have to leave the floor because of fouls, but they still are punished. That is interesting.
I'm going to let you go with that one first.
You know what? I don't want that rule to change.
That's a great question though.
I feel like if you're a super competitive player, like if you're like a LeBron or a Steph or a Luka, you know,
yeah,
like you want to deter from getting that sixth foul, you know, like you don't want to leave the game. Like, you know, like when you're hyper competitive like that. I think, that the possession change, you know, I just feel like that would just, you know, that'd make it not that big of a deal. Now, if it was like, okay, adding the position change and you get fined $10,000, you know, for every foul after the six, I think that'd be like, okay, like that'd
make a little more sense. I wonder if that question's coming off of last night. So Sabonis got five last night. And I remember them, like the fans, literally all the Mavs fans were being like, yo, you know, he's got to get out of here. And the rest were literally about to eject Sabonis last night. Again, I don't know what was shown on TV, but yeah, he was about to leave last night.
Man. So what do you think? What do you think about that rule?
I agree with you. I totally agree. you know, because like you said, the points that you made with like Luka and everything, like I totally agree. And maybe it's you know, because I'm a Luka fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. I think that would just make so much like needless. You know what I mean? It'd be weird.
Yeah. See, next question comes from Ballsack Sports Intern. I love that
great
account.
Love the name.
I love that account too. They're so stupid. Top five Bucky's items.
Ooh. You know, you take this one first too. You're good at naming.
I don't really go to Bucky's a lot, actually. Like when I'm if I go to Austin or whatever, if I'm traveling, like I'll stop it obviously because their gas is usually pretty cheap, which is a big deal right now because gas is. But I was looking at my tank the other day and I was like, oh, this is terrible. I really like the corn nuggets. Corn nuggets fucking rule.
Yes.
I love their beef jerky, dude. Their beef jerky is something like Their beef jerky. I like their barbecue sandwiches. Those are three. If I can include it, I will say I love the bathrooms.
The bathrooms are fucking
glorious. What else, man? There's only four. I will say that I do not like the Bucky's that's in between Waco and Austin anymore. Because I got
Waco.
No, but the one between them, you know, the one that's like after Waco, before Austin, that little area.
That's actually the one that I frequent. Yeah.
Oh, well, I got kicked out of there. This is like 3 years ago, I think now. So I was going to my cousin's bachelor party in Austin. Like we were going, you know, doing stuff that weekend. And I took my two younger brother, well, my brother and my brother-in-law who are younger than me. My brother was 19 at the time, or no, he was 18. He just turned 18. And we're going, and I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna go buy the beer, blah blah blah. And I'm going up, you know, I'm grabbing the beer. I have my brother hold one of the cases and just put it on the cart, you know. And the cash register person is like, oh, like you can't do that. And I was like, why not? I'm buying it. And she was like, no, because you know I need to see your IDs. And I was like, here I am, I'm over 21, blah blah. And she was like, no, I need to see your other people's IDs. And I was like, okay, whatever. So my brother pulled it. He's like, oh, you can't buy this because he's not. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And so like, I just bought whatever I had, I could grab whatever. And you know, I was like, okay, like I told them to go back to the car. And so I go back. I'm like, okay, like I physically leave the building, wait in the car for a second, go back. And I go and grab, you know, the case of beer that I was trying to grab. And they still stop me like, hey, you can't do this. Like it's against the law. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I was like, okay, are you sure? She was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So I went to go because sometimes most of the time they have a cop there at Bucky's. So yeah. I went to go talk to the cop. I was like, hey, like just want to sorry to interrupt you, blah blah. Like I'm being told that like for me I can't buy this because it's against law because my younger sibling held it. And he was like, that's not a law, like you know. And no, so. And so the lady comes up and she's like she was the manager apparently. And she's like, oh, see, I'm the manager. That's just our policy. And so the cop looks at me. He's like, I'm sorry, sir. It's against policy. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll put it up. Like, you know, but just like making that big fuss about it, I was like, that's so stupid. Like, whatever. But I ended up going to HEB later and grab my own stuff. So I got more stuff at HEB. So bear deals. But so yeah, that Bucky's in particular, just yeah, it's not my favorite. But if I have to stop there, I will. If I have to stop there, okay. What are your top five Bucky's items?
Oh man, I'm a big coffee fan for one.
Okay,
I'm always running on caffeine, man, because I just have such a busy schedule, and so I love Bucky's coffee. That's actually in my like top five coffees of all time. Like goated, yeah, dude, goated for sure. Like gas station coffee. Ooh, I would. Oh, I've been across the country, man. Like I would say Bucky's is like number two.
Wow.
Gas station coffee. Yeah. Because the thing with Bucky's, so Bucky's to me is like McDonald's, okay? So you always know what you're getting every single time.
Yeah.
It's going to taste like that every single time, no matter what Bucky's you go to, is going to be like that. So Bucky's coffee is goated for me. That's my number one for Bucky's. Number two, I love the fudge. The one that I go to
has like... Oh, yeah, the fudge. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if like all Bucky's have that. I know the one that I go to and like maybe another one that I frequent, they have the fudge bar. I don't know if that's every Bucky's, but like, though, the fudge is lit. It's lit. Yeah. 3, the nuggets, love that. 4, the beef jerky. 5, Bucky's has a lot of weird items. Like
they do. Yeah, they do.
And that's what I like. Let's see, 5. That's tough. You know, for a commodity, for the sake of the conversation, it has to be the gas. It literally it has to be the gas because I actually flew in because I'm recording an album right now in Atlanta and my home's here in Waco. But dude, the gas, oh my God, out in Atlanta right now is insane.
Is it really? So, how much is it over?
Oh my God. Well, when we left, it was above $4.
And now
I just heard that it went up again. So,
that's gonna be fun.
It's gotta be around like 410, you know, 420.
God damn, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, let's see. Next question comes from Sam. Which big man do you think is ideal for the Mavs to trade for this upcoming offseason?
Ooh, what a great question.
I still like Miles Turner. I like Miles. He's a local boy. Like, I'm cool with Miles. I'm not so sure. Like, I want to rock the boat quite. I know this is like the big, like, you know, a lot of the organizations says they don't rock the boat yet. But I think this is the year where I'm like, I actually don't want to rock the boat yet. I think what we got going on here. I think, you know, Dwight has been very serviceable. Maxie on defense, you know, offense has been hit or miss, but on defense he's been fucking amazing. If you want to make Dorian the center, I'm cool with it. Like, you know, like put Luka at point center. Let's do it. Like, whatever. Like, I just think you just got to go by who's playing the best at the moment. And I don't think we should rock the boat quite yet. Grace asks, how's being a Mavs dad? It's been great. You know, he's you know 7.5 months old now, and he's just been great. So let's see. Next question comes from Pat. We're gonna answer two. You can answer two. Most improved Maverick this year.
Man, I want to say personally for me, I want to say Brunson. But here's the thing: if we can count, Dinwiddie from Washington to now, I want to say Dinwiddie.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Let's add him. Next question from him. We'll clear answer two for him because he asked a bunch. Favorite team to watch other than the Mavs?
Man, I'm going to say as a team, I want to say the Bucks, man, you know, for Giannis. If I have to go individual player, I'm going to be honest, man, Ja Morant. Just Ja Morant.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Chris Lopez asks, how great did it feel seeing the amazing skin Wade back? On broadcast, it was awesome. I think it was the Warriors game that he did broadcast on. It was great to see him. You know, it's always really cool to hang out with them and see my games and even outside of games. So, feel better soon, skin. Next question comes from Domino's. Why isn't it a 5-second violation when you just roll the ball on the floor in an inbound?
Because there's too many rules.
Because it's not. There's too many rules. Yeah. There's way too many rules, man. Just like, it is what it is, dude. Junior asks, arm wrestle, rock, paper, scissors, or thumb wars? For me, rock, paper, scissors. I just like the cerebral, mental aspect of it. So,
man, for me, you know, I used to be pro wrestler, bodybuilder. So I got to go arm wrestling. But I've seen so many dudes literally with like no muscle definition be amazing at arm wrestling.
Yeah. Next question. Gabriel asks, why Luka Doncic is not the leader on the MVP race? Mostly because he just started off not there completely. You know, obviously missing time hurts too. And the league is just stacked. The league is stacked every year. You know, him being even in the conversation is great.
Yeah.
But he's just, you know, this year's probably not his year yet.
So. And you know what? Like, maybe there's still time. Maybe there's still time pulled off because he is averaging like great points now. But I also want to add in the hype factor. I just don't feel, you know, Luke is respected everywhere, but I just don't feel that hype is on like Ja Morant level, you know, because it's different for your, you know, not everyday NBA fan to see someone shoot a basket from the logo as opposed to somebody doing a 360 spin with
All right, guys. So at this point, in the original recording, the software messed up. So, you know, I'm gonna go and answer the other questions because we did get some good ones towards the end. And again, you know, thank you, XL, for coming on. I'll, you know, talk a little bit more about him in a second. Sam asks, what are your thoughts on feet? So the reason why this is asked, I'm pretty sure, is because a couple days ago, I responded to someone on Twitter, not vetting their online actions, and you know the account was a little bit about Mavs, a little bit about feet. My thoughts on feet: they're great for walking. Anything other than that is not for me. If it's for you, cool. I'm not kink shaming. Just not my thing. So thank you, Sam, for asking that. James asked, how does it feel to lose Newcastle United? So everyone knows I'm a Brighton fan at this point, or they should know. That was not fun, losing it against Newcastle. It wasn't so fun that when I turned it on originally, like, we were already down 2. Not a fun time. Last question is from Jay. We all know Luca hid his hops in a layer of fat. How good can he be if he starts taking his condition seriously? So XL did mention that, you know, because he's this week he had been going to games, you know, visiting in, been going to games, and he was saying how, you know, Luka's fit. Like, you know, he's like, yeah, he may look flubby compared to like a Giannis or a LeBron or whoever, but he's muscular, man. Like, you just don't really see it. However, like my perception of it is that like he did look slow starting off, you know, which I think is a conditioning issue. He did come into the season, not in shape. I think if he does come in shape, not in shape, but like condition wise, if he comes in conditioned, bro, we can beat anybody. He definitely has a lock on at least like top 3, top 2 MVP voting. If he does that, probably top 1, honestly, because he's a monster when he's on. Those are all the questions. Again, I apologize that the recording kind of messed up at the end. So if you're still listening, I really appreciate it. It's just me at this point. I do want to say thank you very much to XL for coming on the podcast. He has had like the busiest week of his life, whether it being like, you know, going to games, literally getting to hang out with some of the players. Like, it's been really cool. Like, him hanging out with the front office people. Like, you know, and he deserves it, man. The song is awesome. His stuff is awesome. He's an awesome dude to follow on Twitter, social media. If you like to listen to his music, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music. I'm sure anywhere else you can listen to music. If you type in XL, EXEL, and like Luka Magic, that will come up. If you want to follow him like on Twitter, his Twitter account is @_EX_EL_ on Twitter. Thank you so much for coming on. If you want to catch him on Instagram, you can catch him on Instagram as well. You probably need to ask him for that because I already forgot what it was. I really don't use Instagram like that. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you would like, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and now Spotify Podcast has reviews as well. You can do that. You can also, we also have a Patreon going on where you get a little more access to us guys, like throughout the day, throughout just like the week. We host watch parties on there. It's the lowest tier is $1 a month if you want to do that. So it's literally like $12 a year if you want to do something like that. And yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. If you have any feedback for us too, like I'm always accepting feedback in the DMs. You guys have a great evening or weekend, week. Have a great week.